Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bishcakes, EB, and JP. I will say, the thermostat has been better since we had the Frank Caliendo incident.
Okay. Well, we did have somebody, Drab had somebody in here, I think, 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's been perfect, but better. Better.
All I said was better.
Better is a correct word. I like better. Not perfect, better.
Better. Better, better.
Better.
The lights, slightly better, but still I'm getting on my nerves.
There's something up with the lights.
They're right in our, JP and I's face, because we're on this side of the table.
Do you guys look too bright on TV when they do like a single shot of Lurch?
No,
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, let's see. Let's do a quick social experiment.
If you look behind us, see, Jason looks over. Is he washed out?
He's definitely washed out. Yeah, he definitely looks ghostly.
Yeah, it's turned. Well, that could be all the sunblock I usually put on, too.
No.
Wow, this TV is way on delay.
It's too hot. That's the live feed behind you, JP. You're watching delay. I don't know. Drab, did you talk to the Monumental people about the... Drab, he's going to come in here. He's over there talking to Savannah. Did you talk to them about the lights being too hot? Like, Jason, in his isolated shot, looks way too hot. Like, he's definitely too white. Jason, look up at the...
What are they doing?
I talked to him the other day.
What'd they say?
Doesn't look terrible.
They don't care?
They came in here... No, they care. They came in here and were monking around with it a few days ago, and I turned the brightness down, and he said that should work.
But it didn't, though. Like, if you look at Jason's isolated shot, he's too hot.
Well, I'm just concerned about what's in Jason's eyes.
It's blinding. What I'm saying. That's the same thing.
I'll turn it back down again.
Yeah, the other day when we came in here, it was like,
whoa. It was really bright.
Can you turn down the intensity of the light?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Oh, I thought you were turning down the color of the light.
I was doing both.
No, he's got to get up behind the light and turn it down, though.
Sounds like a fun job.
No, I understand, but I thought he couldn't turn down the intensity.
But there should be a gauge on the wall that dims it. I don't know what they're doing.
Like a fader.
They need to put that on the wall.
Well, that looks better. Did they do something?
Maybe they did something on their end, right? It doesn't look as washed out.
Yeah.
Remote
access? Do they have a remote thing?
They should just filter us. My wife watches some shows on TV, and she's like say if you watched The Bachelor.
Tell us how terrible we look?
No, if you watched The Bachelor or something like that, she says that they filter a lot of these people to make them look better.
I'd be sizing up filter.
We need to filter The Bachelor.
They're
handsome people.
Well, that too, but I'm just telling you. On a lot of those shows.
So they're handsome and dreamy already, and they're getting the advantage of a filter? Unfair.
What do you mean we're going to get a filter?
Because she has one of her, I don't know what you call it, clients, one of the women that come to her classes all the time, whose sister was on the show or something. She said they're all filtered. Well, so I don't know. You're a camera guy. You know how to do that.
Oh, I do. But
we need Monumental to filter us. Yeah, take our bags out.
I mean, I've been inside the nerve center over there. It's very high tech. There should be a way to do that.
Yeah.
Give me my face.
Is it better? It's better? They're definitely adjusting it. No?
No, it's not better. Not to me.
Oh. I adjusted
it. I saw you do it. Yeah, but it looked like, but it was, no, I saw you do it, but I saw something change too, but it was when Jason puts his head forward, he's more in the light or something. Mm. The way he adjusts his head. See, like there, you're a little bit more in the light. When you lean back, you're not. Anyway. All right, so earlier in the program, we talked about the Terry McLaurin rumors that are out there. And listen, I'm not an idiot. I've been doing this 30 years like you guys. I understand negotiations. We've had plenty of them ourselves. I think Terry McLaurin's going to re-sign here. In fact, I'll be stunned if he doesn't.
So why are you scared, then?
It was a little unsettling to hear. Even Now, John Kime's point is well taken. We haven't heard Terry say he was upset. But if you take it as a truth that Terry is upset with the direction of the negotiations,
you start to get a little concerned.
That gets me a little bit scared. And yeah. I know Cakes says he wouldn't be upset if he heard that Ovi was upset.
You think he's lying about that?
I think he's not being honest with us. I think he would be upset if he thought Ovi was upset. Because I think Ovi is his Terry McLaurin.
All right, to use the correct words, just to back up. Jordan Schultz from Fox Sports, who's made a lot of headlines, it seems like, the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. He got into that spat with
Ian Rappaport. At
right.
a Starbucks, conveniently.
Yes.
Right.
But Jordan Schultz used the word frustrated, not upset, that Terry McLaurin is frustrated with the lack of talk. My interpretation, and I think John kind of backed me up when he said Terry mm-hmm. hadn't said anything, is this is coming from his agent.
Right, because Jordan Schultz is reaching right. out to his agent and saying, hey, how are the Terry negotiations going? He's going, and his agent probably responds, well, we're not done yet. You know, it's a little frustrating it hasn't gotten done yet, but it'll probably get done eventually. And yeah. then Jordan Schultz probably goes, all right, Terry McLaurin,
he's
frustrated.
Upset.
That reports well,
on. I bet the agent didn't say it that way. I bet you the agent was way more negative. I bet you the agent said.
Possibly.
And maybe the agent's putting words in Terry's mouth.
Part of this, too, is about Jordan Schultz. Okay, it's the offseason. He wants some clicks and eyeballs on his material and his content.
I understand.
So that's part of what's going on here, too.
I'll just say I'm being me and honest. And again, I'm not naive to negotiations. I understand negotiations very well. It's a little disconcerting if you're a Skins fan, if you think there's any validity potentially to Terry being upset, because he is a key ingredient to this football team.
He's a key ingredient.
And I love him.
And I balk a little bit at the Ovi comparison, because Ovi is, let's be honest, he's the greatest player ever in the history of the franchise.
So Terry's not even worthy of the comparison?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying Terry's not the greatest player ever to put on that uniform.
I'm just saying.
Ovi is the greatest player that will ever wear a Capitals uniform.
I understand.
Uniform.
I'm not disputing that.
He
so
triggered him.
I'm just
bringing up Ovi for you. That's why I bring up Ovi for you.
It's like he got triggered by Angel Reese earlier when
if you thought there was maybe some validity to mm-hmm. Ovi being upset, I think you would be upset. And I'm not convinced Terry is upset, but the mere mention of him maybe being upset is upsetting.
Maybe he should be above reproach to the point that this is actually insulting by the team to go through this dance to Terry McLaurin. Like, don't make him go through this dance where he's holding out.
I agree 100%.
800-636-1067.
Well, also, it could be, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, maybe Terry just doesn't want to be at the OTAs either. And he's such an established veteran. We know he's a great team guy, but he's just like, you know what? I've been in the league 6 or 7 years.
No.
I don't need to be at OTAs.
I'm not worried about it.
I'm
going to
get my deal
OTAs.
Done right before we go to training camp, and I'm good.
No, I have no problem with him not being there. Standard. My problem is the report he's unhappy.
But you don't know.
I don't want him to ever be unhappy.
Okay, but you don't know where that's coming from.
I agree.
Kind of do.
I agree. It's probably,
probably BS.
From John's insinuation, the agent might be a little bit of a wild card here. And, you know, the team, he insinuated, if you listen to our interview we did, you can listen to it on the thingy, what's it called?
The Odyssey app.
Rewind.
If you listen to it on the Rewind thing, you can tell that it sounds like his agent is maybe a little bit difficult. The team has had difficult maybe negotiations with him in the past.
To be fair, Kime didn't say anything. We gathered that.
Yeah,
that was our interpretation.
You can tell from the insinuation. Like,
there was definitely a pause.
Right.
He was trying to figure out what to say.
So maybe the agent's wacky. And I believe that. That's probably true. But I'm just telling you, at first glance, when I saw that, I did shudder a little bit. Oh, Terry's unhappy? Please. That can't be... I mean, I can't have him unhappy.
800-636-1067 is the number.
This is why you can't fall in love with players. You root for the team,
You root for the laundry. You root for
I know.
The uniform.
Eventually, I do, but I just love this guy.
You realize?
I'm sorry.
You realize DK Metcalf was traded, who is the same age as Terry.
Yeah.
Just as productive, if not more productive than Terry.
No, if they trade him, I'll cry.
Might be the best football.
It would be equivalent to someone kidnapping one of my children.
It might be the best football move for the team.
Metcalf, by the way, you get emotional.
Metcalf is younger than Terry.
by a year or something.
Valdez,
right?
I think two, maybe three.
Same draft class.
But maybe two or maybe 3 years.
I think it would be like football is different than baseball in terms of the length of a career. But Terry is such a heart and soul guy for the team and has produced, even with all the chaos, even with the terrible quarterbacks, he's been there. And then he finally gets them winning again. He has his best season. I think it would be akin to moving on from Cal Ripken in his prime.
I agree.
You go, oh, it's a baseball decision. Well, no, he's beyond baseball. He's the organization.
Right.
You compare Terry McLaurin to Cal Ripken.
Yes.
Kinda. No, well, I'm not saying he's the greatest Redskin ever. The greatest.
No. Adam Peters is not going to step into a bad contract because we feel sorry for Terry McLaurin because he had to catch balls from Carson Wentz. That's not going to happen.
I don't.
You're not going to reward Terry for years of service.
Yes, they are.
But Adam Peters,
100%.
Well, that's GM malpractice.
He didn't draft him.
I know, but they're going to reward him because he's a key part of them winning games.
No. Jaden Daniels is a key part of them winning games.
If he didn't have McLaurin to throw to, his numbers wouldn't be as good as they were. McLaurin had freaking 14 touchdowns. Who else is he going to throw touchdowns to last year?
I don't know. Plug and play.
You can't do that. You know that. Certain players are better than others. He's going to take care of him. It's just a matter of how many years.
I think I agree with you 100%. Yeah. I'm just telling you what my blink instinct when I read that report, it scared me because I never even considered. I consider Terry such a team guy that I just thought he would, and he will. But just the thought of it, it gets me scared.
I want to find out if the Commanders fans listening to the show right now are as scared as you.
Nobody is.
I would agree with that.
Nobody is.
You might have convinced them.
I don't think it's a far off possibility.
If they trade him,
I just don't think it.
It would be catastrophic. I don't care if they got 100 first round picks. It would be catastrophic.
I would trade him for 100 first round picks.
Would you trade Ovi for 100 first round picks?
Right now you would.
No, in the prime of his career.
In the prime of his career, 100 first round picks? Yes. Because I care about my team. I love Ovi. I care about the team more.
Yeah. You've fallen in love with players. You're not a fan of the command. You're a fan of Jaden.
I'm a fan of both.
You don't have a favorite player on the Ravens?
Listen.
No, I'm a fan.
You don't have a favorite player on the team.
If they
hold on a second. Flacco sticker. Wasn't he your favorite player?
I grew up.
Okay, so you do not have a favorite player.
I do not have a favorite player. I root for the purple and black.
Favorite team.
He loves Lamar.
If they traded Lamar tomorrow, I'd say
you'd be
next man up.
You'd be distraught.
Next man up.
They would trade him for a gigantic package of picks.
I'm telling you how I feel.
You like player. I feel the same way because I've been. Players come and go. You like them temporarily, but you have to understand that they're probably not going to be there forever.
When the
DK thing came about, and this is the comparison because their stats are very similar over the years, every Seahawks fan said, that's ridiculous. There's no way they trade DK Metcalf. He's a huge part of our franchise and our future. Unbeknownst to us, he had already demanded a trade. They were working on it. And then out of the blue, he gets traded.
Yeah, but you guys were also in a position.
That's a different scenario.
You guys were also in a position where JSN was coming on.
Right, well.
The Commanders don't really have somebody like that. He's the old veteran on his last year of his contract.
I just think
it's different than Jackson Smith.
Now listen, if Terry demands a trade, that's a different story. Then I would be stunned if Terry demands a trade.
I'm not saying I don't see that happening.
I'll turn on him like you wouldn't believe if he demands a trade.
But that's your guy. You love Terry.
That's why it's
as long as he's wearing your laundry.
That's why
your
you have to have the mindset that it's never permanent. Even Jaden, good chance he might leave this team someday.
That's fine. I'll deal with that when it comes. I'm just telling you. I felt this way about Max. Took me a while to get over it. Felt this way about Soto. Took me a while. Remember, I was wearing Padres hats. You guys don't remember.
I was triggering
every Nats fan.
I think I do remember that.
Because I was so bitter about us not keeping Soto. Yeah. Turns out they made a great deal.
You didn't feel like that about Harper. You weren't in love with Bryce.
Harper was a little abrasive, but I would have rather had him.
Well, he didn't help win a World Series.
Sad, the one guy they kept was Strauss.
All right, 800-636-1067. How do you feel about this news? Listen, I understand. I'm an emotional person. The realistic,
The objective view is this is just standard negotiating, agent talking smack. Mm-hmm. That's going to get worked out, and I would bet all my money on it. It's going to get worked out. I'm just telling you, as an emotional person,
you are a little scurred.
It made me a little anxious when I saw the insinuation that Terry's unhappy.
Yeah.
All right, let's bang out a few calls. We'll take one here, and then we could take more when we come back. Let's go. Is it Samant? Samant called from Richmond. Hey, Samant, what's up? You're all with the Jokes.
Hey, good morning, fellas. This is Samant from Richmond.
Long-time
listener, first-time caller.
Thanks, buddy.
And the biggest variable between last negotiation for a contract versus now is the man got married this year. So his wife is in his ear telling him, hey, we got to get the bags now because this is going to be your big bump, and our family is going to depend on it. So I'm thinking that could be some –
His bag is going to be so big.
He's already coming off a 3-year, was it a $69 million contract? Okay. Yeah.
Like, he's got money in the bank.
And he's a smart guy. He's a smart dude already. Yeah. Like, he's set for life already. This just is crazy money territory.
This is just about respect.
Like, he's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's not his wife in his ear saying, you know what, you got to hold out for $33 million. Like, he's not listening to his wife on this. He's listening to his agents. That's who's paying to do the deal.
That's what could be scary.
Samant, are you concerned that this won't get done?
No, I'm thinking he knows he's the face of the franchise. I think, like you guys said, it's a matter of
principle. He's not the face of the franchise.
Jaden is the face at this point. There's no question.
Terry's number two.
He's number two.
he could be the next Gerald Green, be a lifetime committed player. So
Tressway number three.
Tressway right up there.
Tressway.
We're big Tressway guys. All right, thank you, Samant. Thank you.
All right, Samant. Thanks,
thanks
buddy.
For listening. I really appreciate it, pal. Thank you, buddy. All right, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Listen, the realistic objective thing is this is no big deal. It's June. Negotiations, they ebb and flow. No biggie. I'm just telling you, as a fan, when I saw the insinuation that Terry was upset, it did scare me a little bit, though. But I'm probably in the minority. 800-636-1067. 106.7, bang out your calls when we come back.
Welcome back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chucky's come to you live on 106 on the Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Talking about Terry McLaurin, are you worried about these reports saying he's frustrated with the way negotiations are going or not even going because they say that the talks have been minimal? That according to Jordan Schultz, Fox Sports.
Not concerned. Not concerned about it. Typical standard negotiations. Terry,
it's part of the business of being in the NFL.
He will take the pen and put it to paper right before training camp.
Or maybe sooner.
Could be sooner.
Yeah, maybe sooner.
I'm just saying, my line in the sand is training camp. End of July.
Mm-hmm.
You might be right.
Five or six weeks.
It'll be interesting to see if he's there for mandatory minicamp next.
Yeah, what did he do about mandatory
Tuesday
minicamp
or Wednesday?
Last year? Did he come to an agreement before mandatory minicamp?
In 2022?
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. They say he signed in July.
Yeah, so he didn't. Because mandatory minicamp is in June.
So he did miss the mandatory last year.
Not last year.
2022, whatever.
I don't remember, but I assume.
Yeah.
By the way, we have the NFL Network on, and Andrea Kramer was on, and Jason was like, who is that Andrea Kramer?
I just
like,
haven't seen her in a while.
And she married to somebody who's famous, and then Cakes corrected me. That's Leslie Visser, who's married to Dick Stockton.
Right.
So I just happened to look up, because I was like, oh, I thought she was married to somebody famous. Not at all. I could give you probably 100 choices as to figuring out the profession of her husband, and you would nail it.
No, beekeeper.
No.
Funeral home owner.
No. She's married to, I mean, she's clearly the cool person at a party. She's on TV, talks football. He's an archaeologist.
Oh, archaeologist? So he studies like ancient civilizations?
I guess. Now, to some people, that would be the cool person in the party.
No, not to who? Not
I don't
to
know.
Me.
Some people that are interested
if somebody introduced me,
tombs
says,
and pyramids.
This is Carl Kramer. He's an archaeologist. I would go right to sleep.
Well, he probably he's a teacher, isn't he? Is he a professor?
I don't know.
Is he a professor?
I'm only looking at one sentence. Kramer's married to University of Massachusetts Boston archaeologist John Steinberg.
Oh, well, it's right there. He's probably a professor at UMass.
Okay. All right. Let's
talk something,
out these calls.
Something more interesting.
No chance he knows who Terry McLaurin is. Zero.
Let's go to Robert. Hey, Robert, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies. How are you, my friend?
Rob.
Hello, Robert.
Is he not there? Oh, he's all punched up? I thought he punched him.
Yeah.
There hey, buddy.
You go. Yes, I'm here.
Hey.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
Of course.
You guys are great. I want to tell you, man, let's pump the brakes on this one. Okay. You know, we deal with Mr. Peters. We trust him, right?
I do trust him. I would be flabbergasted, stunned. My head would be spinning if they traded him. I don't care what they got in return. I'd be stunned.
Absolutely. Now, we got to remember, he's trying to get an edge rusher in here. Right now, he's trying to.
I don't really think he is, actually.
Yes, he is. And I think also he knows. You guys consider the source of all these rumors, that guy Schultz. Hey, he loves to shake up stuff. You know that. Like JP said, he's been into all kind of stuff. So let's just give Peter a chance to do his thing. He's not going to mess up Mr. Terry. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take us off speaker? It's tilting.
That's fine.
Well, he's done.
He made his point. He's good.
Well, I do want to ask him one question. Robert.
Sure.
Are you like me, though, that if they trade one of your favorites, it hurts and you a little bit bitter? Might, like, if they trade him, like, let's say they trade him to the Steelers, like, I might even troll and buy a Steelers McLaurin jersey or something. Like, if they did something like that, I would do that just out of...
It has to hurt.
Yeah, it hurts. Or are you like Valdez, who claims he doesn't care? He's all purple.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. Eddie Murray is my all-time favorite Baltimore Oriole. He left the Orioles. It sucked.
It's terrible. Yeah. Where do you stand on that, Robert?
I'm staying with my team. I love Terry. I love him before, and I love him again after he leaves. But I've been with the Redskins for 1959, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere, but I might cheat on him for a little bit, though, and then come back.
Right. But I still love Terry, no matter what. I think Terry's going to hang in there with the Peters. They'll get it done. I believe that.
Yeah, I believe it, too. All right. So, thank you, Robert. It just scares me, though. Thank you, buddy. All right. Let's go to Greg. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the McLaurin situation. Greg, what's up, buddy? You're all the Junks.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
What's up?
By the way, the 1959 Redskins, woof.
They were nubs.
3-9. Head coach Mike Nixon.
What's up, Greg?
Don't get the natives restless.
Yeah,
this is just standard operating procedures,
right?
And the funniest thing is, since Adam Peters has been here, he said nothing, and we know Terry McLaurin doesn't say anything,
right?
So it has to be either the agent or the guy Schultz. This maybe a conversation was had, and he maybe mentioned it. But I think you got a professional organization here, and these guys are just doing their thing behind the scenes.
Now, what if though, Greg? Yes. What if though that Robert was correct and they actually are? I actually don't think they are like super in the market for an end like that. But what if they were and it was like they traded him for Trey Henderson? Let's just say it. I mean, forget about the whether it works or not. I'm just throwing out a crazy scenario. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, just work with me hypothetically. Mm-hmm. Would you? I would be bitter. I don't want to trade him.
Most of the fan base would be bitter.
Right. I guess you can't trade him if he's not under contract. But you know what I mean? Forget about
the real. I think 100%.
He is under contract, though.
Forget about the real. Okay, yeah, right, for one more year. Forget about the realistic possibilities of it. Just the point of it.
Joe Burrow besides.
Do you know what I mean? Where would you stand on? Would you be pissed? What if they got three number ones, which is probably way worth more than him? I still would be pissed.
Yes, I would be pissed because I'm in my 50s, so I saw the glory the glory years of Commanders, Redskins football.
Right.
However, for the error, some of these errors behind me, Terry McLaurin is equivalent to Darryl Green. Mm-hmm. I think that whole Washington, D.C. area would be pissed.
Yes.
That's why I compare him to Cal.
I would cry.
I understand Cal had a greater...
I would cry.
Terry McLaurin is great, but Darryl Green won multiple Super Bowls. Yeah. Like, it's
He's not done yet. Not done.
Okay, but it's hard to put him on that same level.
No, but I think from a heart and soul perspective, he's right.
Yeah, when people talk about Robert Griffin as the greatest thing they've seen in Washington,
right?
You got to understand how they feel that the younger generation feels about Terry McLaurin.
Right.
That's their equivalent.
Yes.
And not comparing them to Darryl Green, but it's the equivalent of...
I think you bring up a very fair point.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys have a great day.
All right, thank buddy. You too, Greg. Thank
All
you,
right.
buddy.
All right.
Ooh. All right. Let's go to Kevin in D.C.
Yeah,
Kevin,
I think Terry
up?
Is, he's be, and we all know this, but he's beyond a regular player, like a regular good player.
Yes.
He's somebody that the fans have a connection with.
Yes.
It's more than just a replaceable guy. Like, if they traded him for CeeDee Lamb, CeeDee Lamb might be a better wide receiver, but
I would still be upset.
People would be upset.
No. Well, I'm telling you, a grown man would cry.
No.
You might be upset in the short term, but then when CeeDee Lamb comes in and grabs 120 balls and scores 13 touchdowns, you're going to forget about Terry McLaurin pretty quickly.
You'd be fine. I agree with that.
You would be upset if they traded Terry McLaurin for Justin Jefferson.
I would be upset because I have a loyalty to the person.
So you would not want them to trade for Justin Jefferson because you like Terry so much.
And you can't hit the gritty. So that's
Are you claiming
down,
that you wouldn't want to take Justin Jefferson?
I couldn't make that trade.
Because there's a
Even
bond.
Even though it's better for the team, I couldn't pull that trigger if I was
Remember,
I couldn't do it.
Both Cakes and EB during the heyday of the hibachi wouldn't trade him for Kobe Bryant.
Hey, he'd up that Gilbert hibachi.
Hey, you want to go even further than that? And that's embarrassing. That's, by the way, when he was averaging 30. But okay.
I understand
that's
that.
Okay.
But he'd never been beyond the second round.
Listen, I'm guilty.
No, I understand it because you have an affection. You have a connection.
I didn't want to trade or move on from Jason Campbell.
I love Campbell. So
you have irrational attachments to some players.
That's where I'm coming from.
And you stuck with Wentz a long time.
Yeah. No, I mean,
well, that's Sam Howell.
I care about Wentz.
Yeah, he turned on Heinicke with the quickness.
I mean, Mike Barr's got a better arm.
Can you, heel turn.
Can you explain why he's so beloved? Is it just because he had a crappy team around him for years?
I think he's a character guy.
He's such a high character player.
He's a quality person.
He's a great person.
I will back Cakes. He's not Darryl Green.
I agree.
Not yet.
McLaurin's not going to the Hall of Fame. Darryl Green is in the Hall of Fame.
I don't think you can rule out that.
I wouldn't rule it out.
There's no chance Terry McLaurin's going to the Hall of Fame. He hasn't put up the mark. Are you kidding
somehow
me?
Somehow I got to get the other side of no chance. I don't know how I can bet that.
Are you kidding me?
Somehow I don't think it's
How is he going to go to the Hall of Fame?
Well, three or four more amazing years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We've lost contain. We've lost contain.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's in the Hall of Fame. Listen.
He might be in the Redskins Hall of Fame, but he ain't going to the
Ring of Glory.
What if he has five straight double-digit touchdown seasons? He had his first.
You think he's going to have five consecutive?
I didn't say I think, but you're saying it's a 0%
I would bet
chance.
Money on it. You can bet
it's
money.
All I'm saying is I think the odds are he's not going to go to the Hall of Fame based on his earlier career. However, it's not impossible. I'm on EB's side on this because he could.
I wouldn't
What
rule
if
it
he
out.
Backs oh up? The 13 touchdown season.
He's currently in the Hall of Pretty Good.
So he's going to put up 14 touchdowns when he's 34 years old.
If he has five straight 13-plus touchdown seasons after the one he just turned in.
Look, if McLaurin had Jaden Daniels thrown to him for the last 5 years, all right, different story. But he didn't. You got to put up numbers. He's not going to go in the Hall of Fame.
All right.
Darryl Green is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Kevin in D.C., what's up?
Well, Terry has to get paid, but I don't think he's on the level of Jamar Chase and the type of receivers, but if Adam Peters, if he can't, they don't resign Terry. Everything he's done this last year, him and Josh Harris will go down the drain.
Right? Would you be devastated if they trade, no matter what they got in return?
Regardless of what they got in return, Terry McLaurin is the commander. Like, if you get rid of him, you get rid of the face of your franchise. Even though JD's here,
I mean, Jaden Daniels, I think, has surpassed.
Both. Supplanted and surpassed.
He's supplanted him as the face, but he's right there. He's 1B.
See, part of this is the Commanders have been so bad for so long. Terry's like he's the one shining light before Jaden Daniels.
He's
was
an
drafted.
Incredible human
so
being.
So everybody
he
gravitates.
Even fart.
Everybody gravitates toward that, which I understand, but it clouds people's judgment when they look at him.
Terry stops at every stop sign.
They're not looking at it through an objective lens.
He opens a door for every person. He's a perfect person. He's perfect.
Except he's unhappy.
I don't believe it.
And money hungry.
I don't believe it. Yeah. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Because like the caller said, his wife's in his ear saying he has to get that big bag.
Why is he not taking a team discount?
I don't believe it. I think he ultimately will. But just the mere thought of it.
I thought nobody's squeaky clean.
He is.
Okay.
He's the exception.
Who said that? Was that Iverson?
Iverson. Yeah.
Let's go to Alex. Arlington, real quick. Alex.
Morning, guys. Real quick, I just want to chime in. I really think we can't discount the level of familiarity Jaden has with Terry, right? You let a guy like that go. We got Debo coming in brand new. Even if his production goes down and we overpay him for his service, I'm cool with that. We don't want a sophomore slump from Jaden. We need that security blanket, keep things rocking and rolling, and let's get Terry back signed up.
He will. I know he will. I'm just saying the mere thought of it is terrifying. I know it's going to get done. But if it didn't, I'd be devastated.
Of course it'd be devastating.
It would be literally like someone kidnapped
Think
my
of
child.
The thrilling win over the Detroit Lions. Jaden just drops back, just throws a foot pass over to, a pass that Mike Maher could make, to Terry McLaurin. Got two defenders on him, ducks through him, takes it to the house.
So great.
That's Terry McLaurin.
He's a perfect person.
Well, you're going to have the perfect person in a Commander's uniform.
Yeah, catching balls. About 90 balls.
At least three more years.
I think so.
Coming up next, can you help me figure out a personal mis...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I teased a personal mystery. I put up two pictures on my Twitter, which is @GlassJoeJP. So Pete Medhurst passed away, and we had a funeral on February 1st, I believe, was the date. And of his funeral, I drove just a couple of miles down the road to the cemetery where my parents are buried.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, I just spent 2 minutes there, say a quick little prayer, whatever. I go a couple times a year. I'm not super faithful. Like when my mom was alive, she would go once a month, change the flowers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Betty, who was my housekeeper growing up and a caretaker of my parents, she goes and she changes the flowers on occasion. She's a saint. She calls me and says, John Paul, something has gone on with the headstone, the gravestone. I just showed Jason.
Yeah.
So the gravestone had both of their names and the date of birth and the date of death, you know, standard. My dad's on the left side. My mom never wanted to be on there until she passed. And then when she passed, the stonemason goes there and puts her name in there.
Right.
And puts the dates and everything. So on February 1st, I believe it was, I took a picture because whenever I go, I usually take a picture, send it to my brother or something like that. So then Betty sends me the picture. My mom's name has vanished. How does that happen?
Let me see. Can I see the before and after?
Yeah, it's really strange.
Where is it? On your Twitter?
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's legitimately, there's maybe the remnant of one letter.
Is this like ghost stuff?
I don't know, man. It's weird.
Is it? I'm on Junks Radio. I should be on Glass Joe JP.
Yes. Ooh. I can retweet it at Junks Radio if you want. But
I don't care. I just want to
It's find very
it.
Weird.
So your dad's like, name is still on the left side
of
the stone.
And I will say that my dad, I remember when I went in February, which was the last time that I personally went, that my mom's side was a little more faded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
but it's still done by a stonemason. They're going into whatever like material that is, if it's marble or whatever the heck it is.
Granite, who knows what I don't know.
Whatever it is, I don't remember what rock it is. A stonemason has to do it because it took months, if not a year, because during COVID, I remember talking to the cemetery. They said the stonemason doesn't come around that often. It took months to get her name on there. And then it just vanishes?
Hey, Valdez, you got to check this out.
This is weird.
This is like E.T.
How do you explain that?
I mean, it looks like
And you can tell it's two different dates because the flowers have changed.
Yeah.
And we use fake flowers a lot of times. Whatever. You know, don't judge me on the flowers that I put there or that Betty puts there.
I mean, it looks like it's been covered in with the same color that the stone is. Like, yeah. But I don't know why it would be obscuring 98% of her name. That's weird.
Okay. I have a guess. It was defaced without your knowledge, and they cleaned it up. And in cleaning it up,
They're going to put it back.
You caught it in between. So I'm going to say maybe.
But it was defaced, from just the elements or someone did?
Vandals went around and maybe vandalized certain tombstones.
Maybe spray painted.
And then
Yeah, that could be it.
That's what it is. You know what? I figured it out.
I find that very unlikely. Now, Jason asked, did I talk to the cemetery?
Unlikely.
I didn't have time yesterday.
What else could it possibly be?
I don't know. Yeah. 800.
It's a vandal.
Yeah, help us out.
800.
It's a vandal.
Open up the phone lines. 800-636-1067. EB's said there's a theory. So why would they would only vandalize my mom's side?
Who cares? They're just idiots running around in the dark, spray painting stuff.
They vandalize.
Yeah, they're just dumb kids.
My mom's side is just the bottom right corner.
They would just
vandalize the bottom right corner. I'm not buying the vandalism theory.
They probably vandalized a bunch of them, and it was one of 20. And they're just, who knows? Maybe they took a dump on it.
Who knows? The cemetery.
They poured bleach on it. That vandals got to the tombstones, and they didn't want to upset the family.
It's a viable theory.
So they're cleaning it up, and then you just happen to catch it in between. Most people wouldn't even catch it.
I don't see that happening. You know what's funny is...
You don't think that graves are vandalized?
Yeah, they definitely are.
I don't see it happening, but maybe.
But the cemetery, but whoever you talk to the cemetery will be able to tell you if there was any vandalism.
I need to go.
Like, maybe I'll go this weekend if I have time.
Can we call them? Mar, call. Let's call during the show.
Get the graveyard on the line.
Call during the show. Off air. Have the graves been knowingly vandalized? How come my mother's
I don't think it's that uncommon for people to go into a graveyard and tag graves with graffiti.
Why would it only be in that one spot?
It's like, I don't know.
Look where it is.
They don't care. They don't want to get caught, so they hurry up, do something.
They're just hurrying with the spray paint, and they hit a spot here. Like,
it's not organized.
They're 15-year-olds are broke. Yes. It's a theory.
They're not rival DJs.
Maybe it happens. I've been to that cemetery maybe 100 times. Craig's buried at that cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Crickety's buried at that cemetery.
It's a nice cemetery.
I don't see it. But maybe it's in Davidsonville.
What don't you see?
I don't see vandals going to.
You're not aware of that.
I say it's possible.
No. I'm telling you it happens.
Okay, I'm putting that as a 1% possibility.
It's but common for kids to just run amok in graveyards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a forbidden place.
Yes. I think you sleep on how often that kind of stuff happens.
So you believe that's what's happened
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I would believe that.
I wouldn't put it at 100%, but I would put it as a possibility.
I would put it 100%.
I'd put it at less than 1%.
Well, what?
I don't know.
Somehow, can I wager on this? Can we call them?
Can we please call them? Maybe at 920.
JP, text the name of the place to me. So I can look
it up. It's in Davidsonville. Yeah.
Let's go to Bruce.
It's called Lake Memorial Gardens.
Bruce in Arlington.
Sometimes I forget the name.
How are you today?
What's up?
Good.
Bruce.
So I sell chemicals for cleaning stones from the White House, everything, from vandalism. If they use the wrong cleaner, what it's called is pit. It'll pit the stone if it's if they don't know what stone they're cleaning. And it can rub off layers of that stone as they're cleaning it.
Right. Right.
And that possibly could happen. I know JP said it probably wasn't vandalism, but you never know with these kids these days.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's not uncommon that graves are desecrated and vandalized. That's a thing.
Correct.
Thank
Correct.
You. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, this is the only possible thing it could have done. Somehow that thing was clean.
But wouldn't they call the people that had...
They don't want to upset you.
...gravestones maybe that just, maybe are vandalized?
Maybe it just
vandalized.
Happened. But maybe it, happened.
It might piss you off that your mom's...
Yeah, because then they feel bad because... You know, they feel responsible.
And then, I'll bump it up to 5% chance.
All right, thank you.
And then, what do you mean? You don't have people out there scaring off those kids? What are you guys doing over there?
Right.
What kind of business are you running? Yeah, what kind of business are you running?
What are the odds?
My mother's name was desecrated. What are you doing?
Most people we don't visit money grave sites like as often as you do. You know, and it's a credit to you, but most people don't. So they could get away with cleaning it up real quick and then, you know, within a couple weeks, but getting it all fixed up.
I don't want to make it seem like I go all the time just on... Special
nice.
Occasions.
I'm guessing. Nice. I'm guessing it just happened because they can't predict when you're going to go visit the stone,
right?
Yeah. The grave, and if you don't see your mom's name there, you're going to be pissed off. So right. I'm guessing it happened relatively.
I would
recently.
Say within
well,
a few weeks.
The truth is, Betty went, and I don't know if she even noticed it until she looked back at a picture.
Yeah,
because she was showing our other family friends, and I think it might have been Mrs. Frazier who noticed it. Like, what's going on there?
Yeah, that thing was wiped clean. Something happened, maybe like a truck backed into it or something. I mean, you know what I mean? Like something happened,
a truck didn't back into it because then the whole thing would be knocked over.
Well, maybe it could have been chipped, and maybe
again, my dad's side is fine. The little cross above it is fine. The little flowers on the side, they're fine.
I'm just saying there was an incident, and in the cleanup,
it's that bottom right portion, which had my mom's name, Lourdes J. Nieves, and the dates. Of her birth and death, those are wiped out.
Because I mean, do you? Think,
except there does look like there's a remnant of one letter.
Yeah, the last letter. Is her middle name J? Was it? Yeah. So that the J is what was kept.
Josefina.
Yeah, probably in the cleanup, like they used a chemical, like you said, that just kind of whatever. Then they're gonna put it back on. They got to get the guy out there.
Yeah, they need that stonemason. This is stop.
Got to get the guy that does the Rory McIlroy on the trophy or whatever. Get that guy.
Get him out there with his chisel. Yeah. Is that what stonemason uses? Valdez a chisel? Yeah. I don't even know.
I saw that case.
But what if? I mean,
I'm so convinced.
You're convinced it's vandalism in the bottom right corner.
I would probably put money on vandalism as well. But what if it just over time the name just kind of disintegrates or gets damaged? Like weather.
I think that's a greater
maybe
possibility.
Weather.
That the stonemason did a hack job.
But your father's name would probably
because
see that
too. One, well, that goes way back, you know, almost 20 years, 18 years.
Yeah.
And that stonemason might have been a silly. And then
I'm
the one that did my mom's during COVID.
Somehow a chemical was applied to that that did that. I don't know if it was a cleaning thing, if it was bleach. I don't know.
We usually just go there with Windex and paper towels.
Did it. No. Yeah, you donks might have done it.
I've been doing it since my dad's been there, 20 years.
Right, maybe almost. Betty had some bleach in there or something.
And it only affected one side. I'm sorry, not buying it.
Okay. Well, then I stick with vandalism.
All right, coming up next, Chris Mueller is going to join us, co-host of the PM team with Pony and Mueller. We're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll get Chris's take next here on the Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.